mother all their lives. It's all right, she said. It's going to be okay. No, it's not, Elizabeth whispered, tears drowning the words. He's going to kill me. No one believes me. They think I'm crazy. They all say he's the perfect husband. I believe you, Claire said.
Chapter 1. Jake Salter was standing in the shadows at the far end of the long veranda, all his senses, normal and paranormal, open to the desert night, when he felt the hair stir on the nape of his neck. It was the first warning he had that something was about to put his entire, carefully laid strategy in jeopardy. The hunter in him knew better than to ignore the disturbing sensation. The ominous indicator of disaster took the shape of a small, nondescript, compact car turning into the crowded driveway of the big Glazebrook house. Something wicked this way comes. Or something very, very interesting. In his experience, the two often went together.
It looks like we have a late arrival,
Myra Glazebrook said.
I can't imagine who it is. I'm sure that everyone who was invited tonight is already here or sent regrets.
Jake watched the little compact crawl slowly forward. The driver was searching for a parking place amid the array of expensive sedans, heavy SUVs, and limos that littered the drive. Like a rabbit approaching a desert watering hole that had already